Thank you. Well, we've been in training for this tour here. We've been down in Camp Howdy down there in South Texas, searching for spiritual sport and to get in shape to come up here and pick for you guys. And we finally got here. Well, we were just down there, a few days ago in training. We were sitting around in the campfire, kind of surprising ourselves, when out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre. He had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot, rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us and fell down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, what are you boys, the hippies? Howdy, we're vegetarians. Oh, veggie what? Say, you boys, climb out of that campfire. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We going to fly with the Free Mexican Air Force. Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire, went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. Pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap. And slipped in a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes. Come up at the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving all day like Elvis. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So then we follow this dude whose name was Beauregard. I feel like I'm up here all alone. It's scary. Whose name was Beauregard Hooligan. Thank you. We followed him out across the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight, and we climbed aboard, and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat, and I felt proud. Proud. Not browed. I don't know where that came from. Felt browed. Beetle browed. Like what? Hey, y'all, watch this. And then he whistled. Can anybody whistle a little better than that for me? Yeah. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. And they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. And as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, Bo. Yeah. This thing fly? Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious. Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff, plummeting down through the void. Not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. Well, I turned to Beauregard to express my deep appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment, and He handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end. And the fuse was lit. And then Beauregard looked over at me like a kindly look in his eyes, and he said, "Hey, man. Dude. You drive." I grabbed hold of the little wheel. I pulled back. A miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar, just above the Paraquat, into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind. Yeah.